Kids are not sustainable. Except maybe mine, if you count how many food did drop back into the ecosystem. Hi, my name is Ian the Bay, and this is The Good System, the podcast where we talk about how we live, what's broken, what we can make better, and how to laugh about it just enough to keep it going, so we can, in the end, build a good system. Today, we talk about, can you be sustainable and still have kids? Or is every baby a mini carbon bomb? And for the impatient listeners like I am, a little spoiler. It's not the kids. It's the system they are born into. But of course, it's more complicated than that. But believe me, kids are not the end of the world. Even if the tantrum of my toddler make you believe otherwise. Let's get it out of the way. Yes, children have a carbon footprint, as everyone does. But children also inherit a world they didn't break. That's on us. They don't pick SUVs or a meat-heavy diet or fossil-fueled power grids. I totally get. If someone is in a situation where he or she or they or whoever thinks about having children and is in doubt if this is a good idea. And as a father of two children, let me say, no, yes, it's a great idea to have children. And I say this from a very lucky position, because my firstborn was an accident, or let's say a surprise. My wife and I, we wanted children, but we never planned when and where. But it happened, very luckily, and we became parents. And this was even before the great movement of the Fridays for Future. But of course, we were aware of climate change and we thought about it. But the wish of having a children was bigger. And our second child came during the pandemic, when the feeling around wasn't that optimistic, I would say. But it was clear we want children, and that climate change or any other global crisis can't prevent us from having it. And it never had in human history prevented people from having children. Just imagine when there is a world war or another threatening situation and people would have stopped having children. You maybe wouldn't be even alive. So it's a good thing that even in dark times, people get children. Also, you know, making children is fun. Much of the panic about environmental impact of having children is based on individual blame logic. But emissions don't come from kids per se. They come from systems. Systems that make us drive SUVs, live in sprawling suburbs, or depend on fossil-fueled economies. Instead of asking what is the environmental impact of children, we should ask, why is the environment fragile? Emissions come from system, housing, transport, agriculture, not individual babies. We really should stop on talking about the carbon costs of individual people, especially kids, because it's the system that produces the carbon emissions. We live in the system, and the system wants us to believe that it's on the individual footprint that we are responsible for the climate change, that it's not the economy, it's not the 1% that emits more than the lower 50%. And it is dehumanizing by thinking of people as emitters and not as human beings, and we need to stop that. After all, we are humans. We live here. Yes, we emit, but we are not the problem. We are the solution. Marketing tells us that babies need a lot of stuff, preferably made from plastics. So our living room seems to be a recreation of the Pacific garbage patch. All the toys that we think we need to buy, or that grandparents think they buy. And often they aren't even toys. They are noisy tools of torture. And what marketing, or maybe even society, tells us is when you have kids, you need a car. But this isn't universal, because on the one side, in poor countries, it's not a thing because people couldn't afford a car anyways, but also in rich countries, especially in Europe and more specific in European cities. Nowadays, many families thrive in living a car-free life. They live in city centers that are car-free, that are walkable, and where you can reach everything you need with a 5-minute walk. And if they can't, they take public transit. And children love public transit. It's so much better than sitting in a car strapped to the seat where you can't move, where you can't see anything. On a public transit, this is an experience where you see other people, where you can look out of a big window, where you can move freely, and where the parents have time to say, to be silent and not only watch the street because they have to drive. We as a family, we don't have a car because we don't need a car and because we don't want a car. Once we had the chance to get a car for free, but we say niet because we don't need it. We don't live in the center of the city. The streets are made for cars, but it is still walkable. And we can reach everything, from school to kindergarten to job to supermarkets to doctors. Everything is nearby, and we have trams and bus and underground in walking distance. So you see, kids aren't the barrier. It's not having alternatives, living somewhere where you depend on cars. We live in a city and are free to choose the transportation mode we like. And as I said, it's far from perfect. We need better biking infrastructure so we can easily bike with the kids. And streets need to be more walkable. The schools have to be better and many other things that have to improve. But it is already easily possible to live without a car. But we don't need to ditch cars in general. We have to build cities. We need to design cities where it is not necessary to have a car and where it is possible to have a good living without cars. And I suggest that living without a car, especially for children, is so much better. They can experience their surroundings even more. They move more. They are outside more. And I truly believe my kids have a better life because we don't have a car. Because if we want to go to a playground, because, you know, children just can't play on the street because it's reserved for cars, we walk to the playground for 2 minutes. And if we don't like this playground, we walk to another one. We do not have to use the car and drive for 15 minutes or more to go to a playground or to make sports. Isn't it stupid to sit in a car to drive anywhere to do sports if you just could go outside and walk, run, cycle, or do whatever kind of sport you want to do? So let's build a city, not only for the children, but for all of us, that we can move freely and be outside safe and come together. Because if the streets, if the city is for the people, you will meet the neighbors. You have a talk while the kids can play. I already talked about all of this in my episode about cities versus the countryside, where it is better to live. You can listen to it if you're interested in. And maybe it isn't a spoiler. I think living in the city is better and more sustainable than living on the countryside, especially if it isn't a real country, but suburbs. You've probably heard the too many people argument in connection to climate change, especially if you listened to the last episode I published where I talked about overpopulation. Listen to that if you want to hear more. I just talk a little bit about the overpopulation problem quotes, unquote, here and now. The argument that people, that overpopulation is causing climate change is seductive. It's simple, it's convenient, and it's mostly wrong, because it lets the big polluters off the hook. The richest 10% emit more than half of the pollution worldwide. The poorest 50% barely leave a mark. So it's not about how many people there are, but how we consume and how we live and how the system we live in is built. So we need to change the system. So it's not overpopulation, it's overconsumption. Overpopulation isn't the villain. Overconsumption is. And blaming kids for the planet's collapse is like blaming the spoon for obesity. I try to live as sustainable as possible. And there are two things that hinder me doing that. First, it's my laziness. I want it convenient, and so I often prefer the convenient solution over the more sustainable one. And why is that? Because of the system we live in. The system tries to make consumption as convenient as possible, because it's built on consumption, at least the capitalist system we live in. A small example. It's so much convenient to buy a salad that is already washed and cut and packed into a plastic bag, but it's not necessary. But if you have two children and you do think you need to make a podcast every week, you do not have the time to prepare the food by yourself. And food is a really good example. It should be easy to buy sustainable food, but it's often wrapped in plastic. You may not know where it's coming from, or if you know where it's coming from and it's local and it's organic, it is too expensive to buy it. And even if you can live as sustainable as possible, it wouldn't change anything, because you as an individual won't make a difference. It's the system that needs to change. So, can you be sustainable and have kids? Yes. If you understand, the real question isn't should we have kids? It's what kind of world are we building for them? And we can live sustainable by demanding systems that don't punish people for existing. If you like this episode, I would be very happy if you leave a review in your favorite podcast app. And if you share this episode with someone who still believes that children are causing climate change, or anyone, just share it with anyone. That would make me very happy. If you want to read more about this topic, I have written a blog article about this, and it's on my blog, Ian the Bay, and you find the link in the show notes. If you want to watch this podcast episode, it is on YouTube. And maybe, if I don't forget, to upload it even on Spotify. There you can subscribe to my channel or to me or to this podcast, which you can also do on your favorite podcast app, whatever it is, so you don't miss any episode. And you can leave comments on different apps and I will read it. Probably. So, I also have a newsletter that comes monthly and is a review of my month. If you're interested in that, you find the link in the show notes. I think that is everything. Thank you for listening. And now start making babies. It's a lot of fun. Till next time, I'm Ian DeBay.